health advice.
Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center, and Michelle King Robson, founder of EmpowHer.com, cut through the confusion to discuss all things her. This is Her Radio on Radio MD.
So, are you a worrywart? It might be good for your health, for crying out loud. I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and we have with us Dr. Julie Norum, who is the author of, The Positive Power of What? Negative Thinking. Dr. Norum joined the faculty at Wellesley College in 1992, and she teaches courses in personality psychology, research methods, gender, and on, but pessimism, too? All right, Dr. Norum, welcome to Her Radio.
Thank you.
Explain the power of negative thinking. It's the positive power of negative thinking? How does this work?
Well, it's a particular kind of negative thinking, and it works in a particular context for particular people. And by that I mean, my research is on defensive pessimism, and that's a strategy that anxious people use, and it helps them control their anxiety and keep it from interfering with their performance. And what we've shown in our research is that if defensive pessimists, if people who use this strategy of negative thinking, try to be cheerful or try to pretend that they're not anxious, they actually perform worse and feel worse. Defensive pessimism, specifically, is when you're thinking about an upcoming situation and you set low expectations, you're pessimistic, you think it might not all turn out great, and then you think in very concrete and vivid ways about all the things that might go wrong.
Oh, you mean like a lot of the what-ifs, that
yes,
type of thing?
Exactly
uh-huh.
That.
Okay.
And it can look crazy from the outside. I recognize that. And people who use it get a lot of flack sometimes from other people who say, why do you always do this? Why do you always think something's going to go wrong? Things have gone great for you in the past. But the point is, if you're anxious, it doesn't work for somebody else to say to you, hey, just relax, chill out. And it doesn't work for you to tell yourself, oh, I'm just not going to be anxious. You have to do something with that anxiety. And this kind of very specific focused thinking about the negative is a great motivator to taking specific action that tends to improve how you do, how you perform.
Okay,
what your
so be specific. Tell us how you do that. Take us through the steps. Where is that positive power of negative thinking?
Okay, so the positive power is, first of all, in getting you over one of the biggest problems you face when you're anxious, and that is anxiety makes us feel like we either want to run away or we want to freeze. And so anxious people often feel immobilized, like they can't get started. They may look like they're procrastinating, and it's just because they can't overcome the focus on how anxious they feel. But if they start thinking very specifically, rather than thinking, oh my gosh, I'm so anxious, I'm so anxious, I'm so anxious, things are terrible, if they start thinking, oh my gosh, I'm so anxious, things are terrible, this speech I have to give is going to be a disaster, or the presentation at work is going to be a disaster, I can imagine what's going to happen. The first thing that's going to happen is that guy from accounting is going to ask all his irritating little detailed questions, so I've got to make sure I'm prepared and I have my assistants gather all this data and rehearse me on all the questions that he might ask. Well, if you're going through that process, you're thinking negatively, but you're also thinking very constructively, and you've started to get ready for your presentation.
So you got both going, negatively and constructively. So in a way, what you're really doing, couldn't you kind of say that this, as it were, negative pessimism or positive pessimism or however you want to look at it, keeps you vigilant and on your toes?
Absolutely.
And so that you don't just sort of sit back and, you know, kind of slack a little bit mentally?
Exactly. You don't get overconfident. You don't get complacent. And you're less likely to be, you know, completely thrown off by something unexpected happening.
Okay. So again, what about all those people? What about the power positive thinking people? They're all listening with shock and horror as you speak about
right.
You know, the power of they're like, what the heck is she smoking? You know, come on. So let's take on the positive, you know, thinking people who are sitting there gripping their chairs with anxiety.
Well, so the first thing that's really important is that I would never, ever argue that everybody should be a defensive pessimist. But by the same token, I would never, ever argue that everybody is going to be successful with positive thinking. And that's the key to understanding what's going on here. People are different, and the same way of thinking, the same strategy, the same prescription, the same size clothing isn't going to fit everybody. There's no one-size-fit-all when it comes to motivating yourself and to acting effectively. So then we get back to the point where the people who use defensive pessimism start out being anxious, and we've got data that show, you know, we can sort of talk them into being more optimistic. We can talk them into being in a better mood, and when we do that, they do more poorly by objective standards and by their own satisfaction.
So you really need to know yourself.
Exactly. It's a question of fit between how you are and what you need to get done. And you need a strategy that fits you and fits your situation. So if somebody is doing well in their lives, they're accomplishing the kinds of things they want to do, and they're a happy-go-lucky optimist, I would never bother them with defensive pessimism. But not everybody's in that situation. There are a lot of people who feel real anxiety, and when other people tell them to relax or they should just calm down or they should look on the bright side or be upbeat or relax or whatever, all that does is make them feel like there's something wrong with them, that it's all their fault, that somehow they're not doing things correctly.
And increases their anxiety, too.
Exactly.
Okay.
So it's exactly the wrong prescription for them.
Is it possible to have a little bit of both in you?
Oh, absolutely. And one of the things we find in the research is that it really is a strategy in the sense that sometimes people use it in one part of their life, but they don't use it in some other part. So I have a good friend, for example, who's really a defensive pessimist about everything except money.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Fortunately, he is married to somebody who's exactly the opposite. They're really optimistic about everything except money.
So I love it. Well, what's the difference between negative thinking and worrying?
Sometimes it can be hard to define, which is why I started out really trying to be specific about the kind of negative thinking. Defensive pessimism is this concrete, specific mental simulation of what might happen that is very closely related to acting. Worrying is more likely to be a less specific, a more chaotic, rambly, free association thing that ends up being catastrophizing. So instead of thinking about what specifically you can do in a situation, you start thinking about how, well, once you blow the presentation, you're probably going to get demoted, and then you're probably going to get fired, and then you're going to lose your apartment, and you're going to end up homeless.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what we think about all the time. You know, it's sort of like zero to panic in the worst-case scenario possible, right?
Yep.
Okay. So what you're really arguing for here is that there is a positive power of negative thinking. You just have to know yourself.
That's right.
And you have to know what basically works best for you. Bye.